could be a delay in further reductions of U.S. troops from Iraq until at least later in the year. The New York Times reports senior military commanders have made that recommendation in a report to the Bush administration. President Bush, meanwhile, likely to make a decision by April 1st concerning additional withdrawals. State Department warning Americans against travel to China's Tibetan Autonomous Region. Officials expressing safety and security concerns for U.S. citizens, and Americans in Tibet are discouraged from traveling to areas where demonstrations are taking place. Russia has agreed to conditions set by Israel concerning the delivery of armored vehicles to a number of Palestinian security forces. You're listening to IRN USA Radio News.
Do you have enough life insurance? It's a great question. If something happens to you, your family needs the financial stability it takes to live in the home and around the people they love. Gil Edwards with Termco Insurance Agency specializes in saving people money on top quality term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Getting the right amount of life insurance is one of the most important financial decisions you can make. And ask about the new Return of Premium Life Insurance. This policy will return your entire premium back to you after 20 to 30 years, tax-free. Guaranteed. Your family is protected either way. With Termco, you get a top-rated company and the best coverage at the lowest possible rate. Protection and savings. Call for a free, no-obligation quote.
The call and quote, absolutely free.
Call 800-757-8902.
800-757-8902.
That's 800-757-8902.
The private passport files of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John McCain have all been breached.
State Department spokesman Sean McCormick blamed the breaches on new people who were brought in to deal with a huge passport backlog last year. The State Department's Inspector General will be conducting a full investigation of the unauthorized access. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice talked about calling Senator Obama.
I told him that I was sorry, and I told him that I myself would be very disturbed if I learned that somebody had looked into my passport file.
Rice also apologized to Clinton and was expected to do the same with McCain, who was overseas. I'm Terry Moore in Washington.
Two elderly women in California on trial in the deaths of two transients in order to collect life insurance money. Prosecutors say the women took out policies on the two men and later killed them. The women allegedly collected $3 million in insurance money. For the latest news analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
Paul was just an average guy. Ross Jardine changed that.
That's a beautiful thing.
Paul saw success very early with Ross Jardine's stock investor program.
I put in a put play, and I made a real quick $1,700 at such a rush. This will replace my current job.
Hi, I'm Ross Jardine, and I've taught thousands of people how to make money in the stock market. Let me help you by sending you my free stock investing toolkit. You'll get my latest DVD and my easy-to-use stock investor software.
Call now for your free DVD. 800-294-9823. 800-294-9823.
As the Merrimack River continues to rise, authorities in Eureka, Missouri, working to protect that community. Lieutenant Nick Humphrey of the Missouri State Water Patrol.
So we are trying to start to move some of our personnel out of southeast Missouri and where the Merrimack River is supposed to crest at about 24 feet over flood stage. It would be the highest that area has ever been.
He says the situation is critical.
We're trying to sandbag in all the locations where we think it might do some good, but our concern is the levees. In one of the levees of a sand boil, which basically means that that levee is being eroded by floodwaters.
Since earlier this week, flooding in the Midwest claiming the lives of at least 16 people. Four men who were lost in a cave in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park have been safely rescued. Park rangers began searching for the men after one of the wives reported them missing early Friday morning. A convicted sex offender is accused of murdering a 71-year-old Wisconsin real estate agent. Authorities say that James Hull had asked Ann Nelson to show him a home, then allegedly choked and beat her to death. Quite a week on Wall Street, ups and downs all over the place, but when it was done, the Dow Industrials gained 410 points, NASDAQ up 45. I'm Jason Walker with news on IRN USA Radio Network.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother. TV.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you for joining us. It is Ishtar Day when we worship Ishtar, the mother goddess of Babylon, and we simulate fertility through the rabbits. That's why Playboy's symbol is a rabbit, because rabbits are well known for their sexual stamina and how many cycles of young that they can birth each year. Hence the terms like they're breeding like rabbits. That's why Hugh Hefner picked the rabbit as the symbol for his Playboy empire. And so, in the last 60 years, our children have been trained to not be Christian on this holiday. But for hundreds of years, it's been called Easter, the occult symbolism hidden in plain view, the Eastern worship of Ishtar, the mother goddess, fertility, the eggs, the rabbit. And it is a huge fertility ritual. We just had the beginning of spring a couple days ago, and then we celebrate the high occult holy day practiced by different occult branches all over the world, from the Aztecs to the Babylonians, of course, to the Druids. Now, we did celebrate Ishtar today. We did put the eggs out. We did worship Ishtar. I'm not saying you're bad that you worship Ishtar. I'm just simply pointing out that, like everything else, we need to be aware of what's happening. We need to be aware of what things really mean. Have you noticed that all the big holidays, Christmas, Halloween, you name it, they're all on occult high holy days? Samhain, or what you know as Halloween in the encyclopedia, is the day all over Europe the sacrifices. The European slang in Germany and England for bone fire, that's in National Geographic, when they would take men, women, and children and throw them into fiery pits. Now, again, I'm a Christian, and the kids have fun with the eggs, and the whole point is that I don't worship Ishtar because I'm conscious of it and I realize what it is. But the globalists enjoy tricking you. They enjoy manipulating you. They enjoy having things hidden in plain view. In fact, that's part of their illuminous religion, is that they get more power out of things being in plain view and you still not seeing them. So that's all part of the basic craziness. But just look up the term Easter. It's in your encyclopedia. The root from Ishtar, the goddess of fertility, and in springtime, all over the world, different cultures, they had different names for the goddess, but it was always the goddess, would engage in different sacrifices, sometimes a goat, sometimes a ram, sometimes a bull, sometimes a horse, but more often than not, a child. And the Aztecs and the whole Mayan culture, from Central America up into Southern North America, in Mexico, they would sacrifice their children on this holy day. So just remember that and understand that. And then ask yourselves why you're not told that. You didn't know Ishtar symbolizes a rabbit. You didn't know Easter means Ishtar. You didn't know that the Bible says that Christ reportedly rose on a different date than this date. None of that matters, though. We do have the bunny rabbit. Maybe that's Christian. Maybe Ishtar will take good care of us. My whole point is you should be aware of the hidden things that are hidden in plain view, as I just said five times in a row. Okay, this is going to be a weird radio show today, and you're not going to want to miss it. Just in the last 3 days, a whole bunch of weird news has come out. Now, most of this is news that you as listeners here are already aware. But what's crazy is that more and more mainstream outlets are admitting these things. I think that cameras in thousands of school district bathrooms, in the bathrooms, is Orwellian, 1984. Being videotaped while you use the bathroom is the height of the destruction of privacy and of totalitarian control. But many of you have been conditioned that that is a good thing, to have cameras in the girls' showers and the boys' showers and in the bathrooms. I'm not kidding, all over the country. Wired into the police department as well, and then hooked into federal databases. Many of you think having your cell phone tracked down to 3 feet by GPS under federal law, that the police can type in your code. All cities haven't adopted this yet, but the feds offer it, and then track your cell phone in live time, where you're at, where what you're doing. They type in a code, even if your cell phone's off, and the audio comes up. Designed by law to track and listen to you, and the feds now admit that. I told you 10 years before it was in the news, but we talked about that last week. I seem to think that's Big Brother and a violation of the Fourth Amendment. But here in the land of the slaves, home of the cowards, a lot of people think that's what America is all about. But a big security company is working with the airlines to make you fit a taser bracelet around your wrist. Everyone who gets on a plane will be fitted with a taser bracelet and zapped if they have their way. And they said they've done polling, and the people want to be fitted with your taser bracelet. And again, this is about training you to be a slave, making you take your shoes off. It's about, and I've got the federal docs on that, about humiliation, about setting the precedent for you to do anything and everything. This is all part of a dog training, basically, Pavlovian training to train you how to be a slave. But we're going to play this clip coming up after the break, where they're advertising the fact that you'll all be fitted with your zappers. Everyone will have their, and then they say, oh, by the way, in the real world, you know, outside the airports, we could all have these zapper bracelets. And the police in L.A. are pushing, and they've done it in some cities, where your car has to have an automatic kill switch for the police. Because, see, somebody might run from them, so we're all guilty until proven innocent, so we all got to have a kill switch in our car. Of course, who's going to watch the government, who historically is the most dangerous thing we have to look out for? It doesn't matter. Automatic kill switches in cars will all be fitted with our taser bracelets or necklaces. Again, you can't make this up. You can't make this up. This is not a spoof or satire. You'll laugh and say it's not true today, but when you hear about it on the news next month, you will, in double think, shift and say, okay, I'm for it. That's how you've been pre-programmed, with high-tech mind control of the television that then leaks out into the culture and then is amplified by the cultural zeitgeist known as the peer pressure 100th monkey nexus overdrive. Little term I just coined there, but that's basically what it is. I told you about this 10 years ago again when I first learned. I've had congressmen on, Australian parliamentarians on, in all major Western governments. Europe has been doing it for 35 years. Australia, the U.S., England, Canada, and New Zealand. New Zealand, Australia, Canada, the U.S., and England. But the entire West for the last decade at least. At birth, your DNA is taken illegally and put in a DNA database. But I thought I would take this time today to report how the government is now announcing this. It's always been illegal and criminal and just totally wicked. But now they're admitting it, and they're saying that your baby's blood is then diagrammed, a coding laid out, your DNA sequence, and then it goes to the Department of Homeland Security. That's right, your baby at birth is put into a federal DNA crime database. Cameras in bathroom stalls, DNA databases for babies. They want to fit us all with taser bracelets, all of us when we get on the plane. Just that is land of the slaves, home of the cowards. Because they say, you know, they say they pull people in focus groups and say, yes, put a taser around me in case there's terrorists on the plane, and then taser us all if the terrorists attack, there's terrorists everywhere. Oh, but I'm not done. I told you about a year and a half ago that Google proudly has announced that the camera in your computer and microphone is watching you. Now Comcast is announcing it publicly and saying, what's the big deal? We're going to watch you in your home. And to show your conditioning and brainwashing, right now you're thinking I'm weird for saying a camera watching you in your home is Big Brother. We'll be right back, slaves.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's Ishtar Day. Remember that fella in Palestine named Jesus Christ by putting out purple, green, and pink Easter eggs and hopping around. You know, imagine if somebody fell asleep 50 years ago and just now woke up out of cryo freeze and turned on the news and they were proposing that we all walk around wearing shock bracelets. If it makes the officer feel more relaxed, shouldn't the entire public be fitted with a shock bracelet? Oh, yeah. I'm definitely Al-Qaeda because I don't want to wear my shock bracelet. The government's good. The men in black ski mask are good. Everything is fine, my friends. You know what? Let's just go ahead and get into this now, because this is actually very serious. Here inside the good old New World Order, this is a story from LRC blog. Will the militarized police state shock you into submission? I would have had the headline. I'm trying to get Paul Watson to write an article for PrisonPlanet.com tomorrow on this, but integrating all the craziness that's happening with a headline like, airlines considering forcing all passengers to wear taser shock bracelets. I mean, that's really what they're doing. It says, this is perhaps one of the most kooky and creepy security state tactics that I have come across, the EMD safety bracelet. It's called a safety bracelet, which is being billed as the last line of defense. A company called Lampard Firearm Training Systems is trying to commercialize this item as an airline security product. The company's video that hawks the device talks about current facial recognition called biometrics, where cameras capture photos of people, and it goes through it. So I Googled the company and looked into it, and they've been doing consultations for some airlines, and they are considering it. The airlines are talking about, well, if you're on a watch list, there's over a million Americans now on the watch list, bad credit, ever had a misdemeanor, anything, you're on the list, and they're going to say, well, do you mind wearing this bracelet? That's how they always integrate it first. And then you're walking around with your shock bracelet. But let's go ahead and roll just a few minutes of the sales pitch so the slaves out there can do this to be safe. See, it's all about being safe. Oh, they're building FEMA camps and getting rid of the Bill of Rights so you're safe. No, none of this makes you safe. The greatest threat to you and your family is the government. Always has been, always will be throughout history and into the future. Let's go ahead and roll this now.
Is there a solution to deterring hijackers once they are on the aircraft? Yes, there is a very viable, workable answer. It starts here when passengers are issued their tickets. At that time, they can also be fitted with a special electronic ID bracelet that they will wear until they disembark the flight at their destination. These electronic coded bracelets will make traveling much more convenient for the public. It will replace the need to carry a ticket by containing all pertinent passenger information. In addition, the bracelet could permit tracking of the passenger through the terminal, including carry-on luggage. Checked luggage can be coded to match the bracelet to ensure no tampering or diversions. By further equipping each bracelet with EMD technology, the bracelets will allow crew members using radio frequency transmitters to quickly and effectively subdue hijackers. The electromuscular disruption signal overrides the attacker's central nervous system and will render even the most elite and aggressive terrorist completely immobile for several minutes. This will allow the crew to subdue and handcuff that individual. EMD technology is designed to incapacitate a target from a safe distance without causing permanent injury, which means these criminals will survive and go to trial. The bracelet would only be armed by someone on board upon confirmation that a takeover situation exists. To a business...
Oh, well, for some reason, this YouTube clip is cutting out. I tell you, the computer's up here from like the 18th century. So, hey, you know what? Later, we'll play the rest of the clip. It goes on and on. You can watch it up at Infowars.com right now, our main news site. And PrisonPlanet.com's got a link to it, too. But, you know, I shouldn't laugh about any of this. I shouldn't laugh about it because they're really considering this. You know, they made all the Attorney General's employees in his office in Mexico City 4 years ago take microchips, implantable, under the skin. They've made special forces take them. And I was told this. I saw this in the news. They were considering it like 5 years ago, but I've got family who's now confirmed that is has happened, that are in special forces. They're not supposed to talk about it either. In case you get blown in pieces, we can identify you. But it's all about control. And, I mean, they'll probably propose next that at birth we've got to have heart plugs put in where the police can just, like, pull a little string, like in the movie Dune, and rip a hole in your heart and have, like, a tube hanging out and, you know, so your blood pours out. It's for the officer's safety. Maybe they'll just, like, start planting a little explosive right in your carotid arteries. And the cops can have, like, a little remote control, and if you jaywalk or backtalk, they just hit a button and blows up your, you know, arteries explode. Kind of like an Escape from New York. Snake Plissken. Folks, I decided not to rant and rave and scream about this today. Let's just laugh at it. But they did internal focus groups and polling and found that about half people say they want to wear taser bracelets. I mean... Let me tell you something, cowardly cattle out there who like all of this. I'm not talking about everybody, but the percentage out there that loves it. You're never going to be safe, okay? In fact, if you are a bunch of jellyfish, spineless, quizzling cowards that worship all authority and then run around hiding from men in turbans under the bed, you're going to be enslaved. When wolves come when you act like a mindless, lobotomized sheep. I mean, you're worse than sheep. At least sheep sometimes will run from a wolf. You're like a lobotomized sheep that's had his legs cut off and shaved for ease of access for the wolves. So they have to bite through your wool. It's like a shaved sheep on its back with its legs cut off. So it doesn't have to be scared or see anything. It's got blinders on, earmuffs on, and its mouth is muzzled in case it accidentally, flailing in pain, might bite the wolf. And the wolf comes running up in a black ski mask saying, I'm from Homeland Security. I'm here to keep you safe. And you can't even hear them. You just start worshiping them. That's pretty much what this country's become. When we get back, we're going to be taking phone calls at 877-590-5525. States hand over the DNA of newborns to Department of Homeland Security. I want to spend some time on this. All of your children, 35 or younger, you've been put in an illegal international database. Now, your conditioning just kicked in. You went, wait a minute, Homeland Security is 6 years old. I know that. I'm going to read the actual documents. This is real. That blood, they say, goes to the health department for a blood test. Did you ever ask why the hospital couldn't do a blood test? Your blood publicly went to a federal database and then to an international database. Okay, for DNA testing, DNA backgrounds. They claim they own your child's blood. They make DNA patents out of it, new proteins and things. But now it goes to Homeland Security in the National Crime Database with murderers, bank robbers, everything else. You want to be slaves, you're going to get to be. And I want to tell the cops something. You think you're on the winning team? Just drink more fluoride water from your masters. Inject your children with mercury-filled shots. Just trust the system. Go ahead, serve it, love it. We'll come back with the DNA databases and your cable boxes watching you.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high-performance motor oil that outperforms. Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to royalpurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and royalpurple.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back live, ladies and gentlemen. You know, when I talk about the government being corrupt, the government being out of control, I don't mean the average cop, the average fireman, the average tax assessor, the average bureaucrat who's just studying water samples. A lot of good people in government. But the structure of it, who runs it, how it operates. Here's an example. It has come out that a secret branch of the British government has been spying on all members of Parliament for decades and tapping their phones and tapping their parliamentary phones. Again, the military-industrial complex, the private banks, the arms manufacturers have taken over every Western government. They run us at their pleasure, and then they all only have the illusion or simulated liberty, simulated free market, simulated capitalism, simulated voting. That's why they don't care about me being on the air. In fact, I've been told by some of them, when I've talked to globalists before, they just laugh and say, we don't care if the slaves know. We don't, you know, these people don't want your help, Mr. Jones. I've talked to big corporate chieftains, you name it. They say, Alex, these people don't want your help. Look, you tell them and they don't want it.
Of course it's all true. They see, that's why I was laughing earlier, was to show you how they're laughing at you. And look, you're always going to have boss hogs and good old boys and corruption. What I don't like is that they put poison in the water knowingly for eugenics to dumb down their competition, and they say it's to dumb down the middle class who might get in the way of their plan. Or the fact that they knowingly, by the 20s, had isolated cancer viruses and then started putting them in the vaccines. Or that they've sterilized women forcibly all over the planet. Or that our government paid China hundreds of billions of dollars in the aggregate over time to forcibly sterilize and have a one-child policy. I mean, that's hardcore. Now, I remember when I first got on air about 13 years ago, getting emails first out of Australia. And it was a supposed cable company installer, and he got into one of the cable boxes, and it had a camera and microphone in it. And I got on air, and I said, that's a hoax. That story's not true. Turned out I was wrong. I mean, 13 years ago, I was the Federal Reserve is private. We need to get rid of it, and we need the Second Amendment. And I was kind of like a Ron Paul-style Republican, but still pretty mainline. But then over the years, I found out all this stuff was true. I remember in 1996 getting on the radio and saying, you guys are kooks that believe in black helicopters. They don't exist. And it's just something the media just throws out there to make us all look dumb. Let's talk about serious issues. Then they started attacking towns all over Texas. I went and witnessed it. I went and interviewed police chiefs who they tried to bribe, emergency managers like Thomas Sanchez in Kingsville when they came to him and said, it's PDD 25. We're gearing up for martial law. And then it was in the front page of the Statesman, remember? Army terrorizes South Texas, remember the headline? But then next to it, a big column saying conspiracy theorist Alex Jones doesn't like it. They admitted it was all happening, but then said, but still, you're a conspiracy theorist if you don't like it. And people said, well, then I'm all for it. Those helicopters don't exist, even when the paper says it. They do. See, this is basic psychological warfare they're using on you. And I remember in 98, it was in the San Antonio Express News. They came into the police chief, the Delta Force. They had big bags of cash. They tried to buy off the mayor, everybody else. They were able to buy off a bunch of people, bags of cash. The police chief said this is illegal. He was former Army intelligence himself, good patriotic guy, Ali Philippus. I called him up, said I'd like to interview the chief for my local show on Channel 10 and for the radio. I got in the car, drove down, went down to the police station, went upstairs, talked to him, and he said, yeah, this is for martial law, and I'm not going to be part of it. That interview is available. It's all over the web for free. It's in my film, Police State 2000. Just a police chief. Then we went to Alice, Texas, interviewed a police chief who admitted foreign troops were with them, but he was all for it. He said the foreign troops could know about their secret plan, but the citizens couldn't. But the emergency manager at Kingsville said no. And they said, oh, it's okay, sir. We've seen your file. You were in the in intelligence in Vietnam, Mr. Sanchez. We'll let you see the plan. And it was PDD 25, Clinton's gun confiscation op. It was a training op. They do it to condition each city before they carry out the op in the future, if it's ever needed. That way, when they actually attack your cities, and take over your city halls where need be, you would have already seen it happen before in drills, and everyone is acclimated to it. Now it's in PDD 51. Bush has reauthorized John Warner Defense Authorization Act, openly says, for taking over the states and fighting the American people in insurrection and rebellion. It's not our military. It's not our government anymore. Does that mean our young men and women in uniform didn't join for the right reasons? Does it not mean they're not brave? Does it not mean that they're in a bad system. Just like German soldiers, by and large, weren't bad, but they were in a bad system. Most of them were compartmentalized. Maybe 4 or 5% of the German military was involved in death camps. I used to think that it was the Germans were lying at the end of World War II when General Eisenhower made the Germans, and I've seen the film of this, made Germans haul the dead out of the camps and bury them. You see everybody throwing up. They'd have the townspeople out. And the Germans were saying, we didn't know. Well, now I've read a lot of documents, read a lot of history books. They really didn't know. They're just like the average American. You don't know. You don't want to know. You don't want to believe. You don't want to know what's happening. I'll tell you who did know. Arnold Schwarzenegger's daddy was running operations, arresting people in an entire sector. He knew he was part of it. And that pig gets up on TV and always wears that Nazi belt buckle. I'm so sick of Schwarzenegger. But that's only in the land of the cowards, home of the slaves. would you have a Nazi who said he admires Hitler, the son of a top Nazi running the seventh largest economy in the world? But the Pentagon's paying compliance mind control weapons, that's another mainstream article we're going to be going over. You know what? Let me just go ahead and, before we go to break, let me come back and take your calls. Let me just go ahead and get into the cable boxes first. Then we'll take calls, and then I'm going to get into the DNA database. Your child is in a Homeland Security criminal database. Even if your child is 10 years old and Homeland Security didn't exist then, they have now gone back and gotten all the blood samples the feds took illegally at your child when your child was born, and the hospital compliantly and cowardly went along with, and that's now in the federal DNA database. But I thought I'd get into this first. About a year and a half, actually about 2 years ago now, maybe longer. You can go pull up the Prison Planet article about it. Google put out a press release and said, we've been testing this for years, but now we're going ahead with it. Most computers have built-in microphones and cameras. And you use it for video conferencing, but it's two-way. And we're just going to have a piece of software preloaded when you use us. Or we're working on deals. They said Yahoo has their own system and Microsoft has their own system, but our system's better. Now Microsoft owns Yahoo, but back then they didn't. And so they even talk about everybody else has the same system, but ours is a little bit better. And they said that computers with keywords are recording everything going on in your house with the microphone and the video camera, either or both. And it said that if your dog is barking, they know to flash and even sell your name and send you junk mail for the dog barking for foods or toys or products for pets. They even know what TV show you're watching in the background, and then they know how to tailor ads. You wonder why the TV show you like, those ads pop up on Google when you're on the computer. How do they know that? A lot of times it's not just cookies. The computer is listening to you, and it is with the same NSA keyword technology, it's typing out everything you say, and then the whole of that data is then analyzed and put into your file. And they brag about this. They have an entire psychological algorithm, everything about you, what your true habits are, what you're really into, not just what you visit and what you do online, but what happens in your home. And then they said, but don't worry, humans aren't actually listening. The computers are just creating files on you, and then humans look at that. Imagine if somebody came to your door and knocked on it and said, I'll pay you $1,000 a month to put cameras all over your house and to listen to you, and you'd say no, unless you were some exhibitionist. And don't they make tens of thousands a month, those women? You'd say, get off my porch, pervert. But Google announces it, and you go, oh, I don't want to admit I'm in a tyranny. I'm going to make an instant yuppie crime stop double think motion from Orwellville, and I'm going to decide just to mentally ignore that. That's what cowards do. They make minute-to-minute cowardly decisions. So there's been a big new announcement about this. Comcast. Let me get back. Stay with us.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Hi, I'm David, and if you wake up at night to urinate like I was, then you'll want to take advantage of this special risk-free offer. If you have dribbling, burning, or pain during or after urination, then you may have a condition known as benign prostate enlargement. This is potentially serious and can get worse with age, so get regular checkups from your doctor and take advantage of this special risk-free offer on Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate contains natural ingredients that help support a healthy prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more beta-sinesterols than ordinary soft palmetto, so it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-457-9914.
We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
The fish scanning cameras were wonderful and happy.
Rose's Cantina, music would play.
I had to thumb scan to get in the bar. The police demanded a drug test me. I refused. They tasered me 5 times and I had a heart attack and died. La la la, I have that article here. It's all part of being a slave and I love it. It's so much fun, oh please, beat me more. All right, I'll stop. This is the Easter fun show, you know.
Wild as the West Texas wind.
Wild America, wild and free. Face scanning cameras everywhere, everything you do tracked.
Dashing and daring, a drink he was sharing with wicked Felina, the girl that I love.
But he gave her the drink filled with fluoride, and she collapsed in a coma.
This maiden, down with his hand for the gun that he wore.
All right, that's enough, man.
My challenge was answered in less than a heartbeat.
But I wasn't allowed to own a gun in America anymore. And I wasn't allowed to fight either.
You know, in this country, the kids aren't allowed to play tag or dodgeball. Now they're bagging, now they're banning running during recess. Again, everything's prison. Just police dogs in the schools, learning how to be prisoners. Look, I know we got Ronald, Kyle, Jira, Ted, Patrick. I'm going to get to all of you here, but I'm in a little bit of an obnoxious mood today. Okay, so you can go online, and a lot of news articles were written about it after Prison Planet broke the news. To be clear, a couple years ago, Google puts out a press release on their website, and they brag about how they're going to use the cameras and microphones and computers to watch you, track you, listen to you, and then on the surface, as if it's not bad enough, use it for marketing. It's okay. We're going to use it for marketing, listening to you inside your house. And, of course, Google's really the NSA, and then their main headquarters is in the NASA headquarters. You didn't know that? Look into it. And I've had a top CIA expert on to admit that it's really an NSA/CIA front, originally run out of MIT up in New England, up in Boston. But I already digress. They're really going to use it to track and trace and control and watch what you're doing and tailor propaganda to find out what you're really thinking, what you're really saying. Very sophisticated. But we reported on it, and then a bunch of publications reported on it and attacked us and said, yeah, Google's going to do this, but Prison Planet, I mean, major computer websites, and said, but Prison Planet's still bad for not liking it. It's not the people listening to you without asking or without permission. You know, it's those that don't like it. We're a bunch of kooks. And it's the same thing out of a very large TV review website that tracks the whole industry, and that's newtv.com. Comcast cameras to start watching you. I did some Googling and found out this is the case. If you have some tinfoil handy, see just a report on this, though, we have to say we're bad. Just a report, they're saying it, we're still bad and need tinfoil, see. You're still bad to even talk about it. They're going to do it, but they use psychological warfare tactics here, but we're kooky to talk about it now, okay? So don't say no. Don't call the cable company and say, oh, no, I don't want this to happen, because you're kooky if you say no, you see. So just go along with it. You've got to keep up appearances. It's not hyacinth bucket, it's hyacinth bouquet. That's a little inside joke for those who have seen that stupid show. Comcast cameras to start watching you. If you have some tinfoil handy, now might be a good time to fashion a hat. At the Digital Living Room conference today, Gerald Kunkel, I want to get him on, Comcast Senior VP for User Experience, told me the cable company is experimenting with different camera technologies built into devices so it can know who's in your living room. Now, Google talked about this, too. They're all competing with each other. This is already going on, by the way. The idea being that if you turn on your cable box, it recognizes you and pulls up shows already in your profile or makes recommendations. If parents are watching TV with their children, for example, parental controls, see, it protects the children, appear to block certain content from appearing on the screen. Kunkel also said this type of monitoring is the holy grail because it could help serve up specifically tailored ads. Yikes, see, that's on the screen will pop up ads just for you. And then, of course, if you let your kids watch R-rated movies, Child Protective Services will come grab them because they're going to report on you with the system. Toyota wants to come out with a camera watching you in your car. We'll tell you about that later. Kunkel said the system wouldn't be based on facial recognition, so there wouldn't be a picture of you on file. Oh, goody. Instead, it would distinguish between different members of your household by recognizing body forms. He stressed that the system is still in the experimental phase. Remember, three Super Bowls, almost is it four Super Bowls now? Janet Jackson had the wardrobe stage malfunction. The simulated wardrobe malfunction, because it wasn't a malfunction, but it was simulated, so that made it okay. And then TiVo, which is a DVR system, said, oh, we had 2.3 million rewinds and replays. And the Chicago Tribune said, years after we'd already pointed this out, my point is that it doesn't exist till they say it, you know. They said, boy, how did you know? And they go, oh, it's two-way. Not just with a camera, but your viewing habits, data, what you watch, what you do. They score each part of the show at different psychological points. Knowing more than a psychiatrist giving you hundreds of tests could ever know. All going in a nice little file. Now, I remember when Time Warner came out about 8 years ago, or was it 9 years ago, the guy was putting digital cable in at my house, and he was a fan here locally. He said, you see this microphone? And I said, yeah. And he goes, well, that can listen to you, and that's two-way, and I were told it's for marketing. And I didn't believe the guy, so he showed me the actual manual, the install, like not the manual I would get because I wasn't getting it, the actual manual. Then I got all these mean calls from not Time Warner execs but employees going, you liar, we don't do that. That's those Scientific Atlantic boxes, because it's not just Time Warner. Scientific Atlantic supplies like half the boxes I was reading to the industry, some years more, some years less. But here it is in the news now. Now they're coming out with cameras because, see, it's also internet for you, so it's two-way. You got to do video casting, you know, video conferencing. It's in all the computer screens. It's built into the computers. This is the system. So I just thought you might want to be aware of this. By the way, the feds by about 5 years ago nationwide, have license plate reading cameras up everywhere that track you in real time, where you're going, what you're doing. That's all uploaded to the government. They now admit it. Face scanning cameras are up nationwide under federal control. Like I said, your cell phones track you down to 3 feet, even when they're off. Green Bay was the first city 4 years ago to announce, or is it five now? It's in Matrix of Evil. I made that 4 years ago. It's about 5 years ago. The governor announced in Green Bay, he was there visiting with the city, and they showed the emergency management center for the city the feds had paid for with our tax money, and they punched up people's names, and in live time it was tracking each cell phone in real time. That's going in nationwide. Most cities, though, haven't announced to the cops. They have to incrementally brainwash them to accept that the cop just types into his console and you pop up. I wonder where Alexander E. Jones is. Here, I got his driver's license. And number here. Oh, there he is. He is at Pokey Joe's right now. We want to pick Alex Jones up. He is at the barbecue place. Land of the cowards, home of the slaves. To be in a free country, you got to be free. We can't be America, freedom. And they're proposing we wear taser bracelets, all of us, to get on the plane. Because in case, guilty until proven innocent. Let's give all our rights up because shadowy men are going to get us. The shadowy men run our government. So that is the basics there. Comcast cameras to start watching you. Perhaps I'd seen enemy of the state too many times, or perhaps I'm just naive about the depths to which Comcast currently tracks my every move. I can't trust Comcast with BitTorrent, so why should I trust them with my must-be-kept-secret DVR clogging addiction to keeping up with the Kardashians, whatever that is. Kunkel also spoke on camera with me about fixing bad Comcast user experiences, the ongoing BitTorrent battle of VOD. But he mostly towed the corporate line on these issues. The monitoring of your living room came up after my camera was put away. And then it just goes on and on. But don't just believe that news article. Go Google this, and Google will brag to you how they've got the best system, and Yahoo's got a great system, and they all are competing with who can watch you best in your house. Here's another one. This is out of the Oxford Mail, out of Oxford. Customers, drinkers face drug checks. And it says customers were tested for drugs before they could go and get a pint of beer in an Oxford pub. About 80 people were tested for drugs in the IT Miser outside Blackbird. That's the device. And Blackbird lays last Friday night with the promise of more crackdowns to come. Two people were arrested, seven were searched, and a quantity of suspected cocaine was found, police said. And if you think the government lets – England has ironclad customs, total ironclad. And they ship the cocaine in, by the way. But if you refuse to let them take a tissue swab and test it out of your cheek, they arrest you. See, guilty until proven innocent. Under the thumb. And I know, don't believe me. Keep drinking your sodium fluoride water. Keep taking your laden injections filled with mercury. Go ahead and eat your GMOs and love your government. I promise. Loaded phone lines, your call straight ahead after the news.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap, all natural, earth-friendly, No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calvin Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calvin Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
When they arrested him, tasing him 11 times, plus...
You have the power.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
News Radio 590 KLBJ, Austin, Texas.
Higher ed proposals for a delay in further reductions of U.S. troops in Iraq, at least until the end of the summer, have been presented to the Bush administration by senior military commanders. The New York Times reports those proposals would also limit deployments to 12 months, down from the current 15. Pentagon says a pause would provide more time to assess the impact of the withdrawals already completed. President Bush likely to make a decision about any additional withdrawals before he leaves for a trip to Ukraine, Romania, and Croatia on April 1st. Parts of the Midwest coping with heavy flooding. At least 16 people have died in the floodwaters this week. Now forecasters say more heavy rain over the weekend will make the situation even worse. This is IRN USA Radio News.
So I'm in the mall in my Cadillac, and it seems like everyone's taking up two parking spots. Even some guy with a donut for a front tire and a hanger for an antenna. Hey man, you gotta earn that right. And it starts by taking care of your ride. Most newer Cadillacs, like mine, have an oil life monitor that tells when it's time for a change. With OnStar, I can subscribe and get a diagnostic report via email. And I always check my owner's manual for a complete maintenance schedule. And when it's the right time for me, I choose the Cadillac experts down the Good Wrench service lane.
I can't stop thinking about it.
I got an oil change, tire rotation, and a Good Wrench multi-point vehicle inspection. These guys know more about my Cadillac than anyone. And for me, that's the best deal of all.
See your Cadillac Goodwrench dealer today or log on to goodwrench.com. Diagnostic capabilities vary by model. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations. Goodwrench and go. We're keeping it simple.
Correspondent Abbott Dutton says the state of California fining 11 hospitals because of mistakes made concerning medication.
Kathleen Billingsley with the State Department of Health says the fines should serve as a wake-up call.
It gives all health care delivery systems an opportunity to review this, to then go back, look at their own systems and processes to make sure that they have fail-safe processes in place.
The hospitals were fined $25,000 for each penalty. The violations mostly involved prescribing the wrong type or dosage of medication. Health Department fined 9 hospitals last October. Abbott Dutton reporting.
A couple of Senate Democrats now demanding the resignation of Housing and Urban Development Secretary Alfonso Jackson. Christopher Dodd and Patty Murphy say allegations of cronyism and contracts that were improperly awarded are reason for Jackson to step down. They say because of this, he cannot effectively do his job. For the latest news analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
Hi, Mom.
What's all this?
I got you a cell phone, the Coop from Verizon Wireless. Check it out. It's got a big keypad, easy-to-read screen, plus dedicated buttons for emergency contacts. It's everything you need.
Great. What's with 4 zillion people?
Oh, that's the network. They come with it.
Hi.
Good to meet you.
Hey, how you doing?
Good afternoon.
Welcome.
Hola.
Say hello to the Coop, backed by the Good Housekeeping Seal, exclusively from America's most reliable wireless network, Verizon Wireless. Call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN today.
Slots could be opening up on the United Nations' most powerful body. The Associated Press has obtained a proposal that suggests expanding the Security Council from 15 to 22 members. The catch is that it would be up to the 192 member states to decide which countries should fill the posts. There is strong support to enlarge the Security Council to reflect changes in global world power structures since the body was created following World War II. Previous attempts, which started in 1979, have failed. The Treasury Department is thinking small these days. Starting next month, individuals will be able to buy Treasury securities in amounts as low as $100. That's down from the current minimum of $1,000. The change will take effect for the weekly auction that will be held on April 7th. Since New York Governor Eliot Spitzer's fall from grace in a prostitution scandal, questions have swirled as to whether he spent taxpayer money or campaign dollars to subsidize trips. An analysis by the AP shows little signs money was used for illicit activity. More from Warren Levinson.
The Associated Press analyzed a year's worth of expense reports for Spitzer's office and his campaign for re-election. It found little sign that either was used to pay for the governor's assignations. Spitzer did a lot of traveling in his short time as governor, but nothing in the papers suggests any of those trips was taken for the purpose of meeting prostitutes or getting a hotel room. Spitzer could afford to use his own money. He's a wealthy man. Federal prosecutors have yet to take a position on the matter. At last report, they were considering whether to file charges against the ex-governor. Warren Levinson, New York.
This is IRN, USA Radio News.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
The government, the criminals that run it, look at your bank account without a warrant. They look at every prescription you get, regardless of what it is, anything prescription. Every major police department, including the Austin Police Department, where I live, for decades, look at your power bill to see how much power you're using, and then they use that to get a warrant to SWAT team your house, thinking you're growing dope. Half the time, it's something else. They got helicopters look right through your walls for over a decade. Now they've got resident systems that have clear pictures of you inside your house, and they can say, we're doing it. We're going to fly over and film you naked in your house. They're going to walk you through the airports. A bunch of airports have these now that take high-tech digital photos through your clothes of your naked body and put it in a database. They track your cell phone. I've been talking about this last hour. Now your cable boxes, your computers, the cameras built in and all the new models, they say they're already watching you and listening to you. The companies themselves are, not just the NSA, but these companies basically are. Microsoft is a known government front. So is Google. And I've had top government people on to expose that. This is not a free market. It is a simulation of a free market. Private interest own the Fortune 50, who then have subdivisions and own the Fortune 500 and control it. And mostly NSA is used to steal patents and cheat other companies and make sure the free market doesn't win, and to stop the FBI and CIA from stopping government black ops, to make sure this drug shipment gets busted and that drug shipment doesn't. Oh, there's a drug war on the competition of the banks. You try to ship drugs in this country and you're not affiliated with the globalists, it's not a major shipment. The major shipments just come in on trains, 18-wheelers and aircraft. They land in government aircraft. Military's there, M-16's guarding it. Loaded right in, taken right out to your local mob, shipped right out to your family. And that's been in Esquire magazine, C-SPAN, everywhere else. People say, I don't believe the government is involved in the drugs. You don't believe much, do you? And I think Kennedy was shot once. And I think that bullet changed direction 9 times and hit 7 bones and wasn't even damaged. All right, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to get into how they're taking your children's DNA at birth and putting it in the Homeland Security database. Coming up after calls. We got Ronald, Kyle, Jira, Ted, Patrick, Kyle. I'm going to go to you all right now. Rob, others. Ronald in Missouri. You're on the air, sir. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, Alex, how you doing?
Oh, I'm just evil because I don't like cameras in school bathrooms and cameras watching me. And
yeah, I feel the same way. I just want to tell you some of the things that happened here. I got a call from the coordinator for the Ron Paul movement here in Missouri to go to a caucus. And so I never been to a caucus, so I went. And dang if I didn't get into it. And I just wanted to show you, I got a copy of the Missouri State platform. And there's a lot of them that's pretty good in there, but listen to this. We believe Missourians are safer, stronger, and more optimistic with a republic in the White House. And then it gets worse. We commend the efforts of our elected Republican officials in Congress. And then we commend President Bush for 8 years of restoring real American values, integrity, credibility, vision, strength, and character.
Can't put perfume on a pig. It's same with the Democrats. All bought and paid for.
I know. Man, it makes me.
Our name's destroyed. Our dollar's destroyed. We're hated universally. The country's sinking into third worldom. And they're just running around delusionally saying everything's wonderful.
And another thing I wanted to mention, too, I really wanted to tell you how much I appreciated that 19th of March broadcast you give on the Second Amendment. The only thing is you didn't put it on like you did the 18th and then you did the 20th. I downloaded the 19th, but I messed up on the first hour and let it go 2 minutes too long so it won't go on a CD. I wanted to give it to everybody that belongs to the gun club I belong to.
What, you've got our podcast and you can't get it?
Well, I got it. I just messed up, Alex. I let it go too long on the first
one. Well, I mean, do you need me to have that show posted on the website?
Well, if you would, boy, I'd appreciate it. You know, you got the 18th and you got the 20th on planettv.tv. I'm a member of that one.
Okay, we'll get them all up for you, my friend. I appreciate it. All right, great caller. Let's try to go to the next caller. Let's talk to Kyle in Oklahoma. Kyle, you're on the air. Go ahead. Yes.
I just want to say, first of all, you are like the Paul Revere of the 21st century in my eyes. You are like a socially completely aware genius.
No, I'm not. Look, it doesn't. You don't have to be a genius to know cameras in the cable boxes in school bathrooms isn't freedom.
Yeah, and I wanted to talk about that, too. You know, the education and the way they run the school systems. Because, you know, I went to school and in, you know, I think it was 10th grade, that's when they started teaching you how to use drugs. You know, this is bad for you, just like Freudian psychology.
No, they admit, and of course the cops doing it don't know this, but they admit that the D.A.R.E. program increased drug use. Here's a bag of this, here's a bag of that, here's how you use it. But where I went to high school the first couple of years in Rockwall, the police dealt the drugs and later went to prison for it. So, of course they were there teaching us how to use their product.
Right, yeah. And I was also want to, you know, compare this whole, like, you know, time span to, you know, 33 to 45 when Hitler reigned, you know. And a lot of people are comparing this to, you know, maybe like the Third Reich because...
The Fourth Reich.
The Fourth Reich, I'm sorry. You know what you're talking about way more than I do.
The Fourth Land.
You know, I just started waking up to this, and I think it's time to, you know, start discussing solutions. And I was going to ask you one question before. I just wanted to say a little bit. What do you know about Rex 84?
Well, that was the first massive FEMA camp program to put the American people in prison camps and bring us into total martial law. But it was in the embryonic phase then, and it came out in Senate hearings in 86. I've got clips of that in my film Police State 2, The Takeover. But now it's publicly announced that they have camps for about 30 million Americans.
Okay. And so is it true, too, that like the same technology for the RFID is implemented by IBM, and so is that?
Yes, IBM did the Nazi computers. It was Thomas Watson was the top U.S. Nazi, and then under him was the top designate officer of the Nazi Party. Was Prescott Bush, that's New York Times, mainstream news from the 40s and 50s. And they developed the machines that, you know, the coded number they tattoo on you, that was entered into the machine. And the machine would decide off your age and weight whether to go ahead and kill you or to work you to death. And they would put your medical data into that first computer. and then it was used for that. And now IBM runs the National ID card system. They own the Applied Digital Solutions, the implantable microchip company is their front. They're involved in the human genome, Cold Springs Harbor, they run that. IBM was founded for eugenics, by eugenics. Microsoft is their front company, trying to get around antitrust laws. Bill Gates is their front. His dad's the head of Planned Parenthood. They run their black op that way. Nice little operation they run. We don't have time to take another call, do we? Let's jam one more in there. Let's talk to Ura, I believe, in beautiful Montana. You're on the air.
It's Uriah.
Uriah, go ahead.
Yeah, when I was going up the canyon with my dad, we saw about four helicopters just flying, like, just real close to the ground.
Those don't exist, sir.
And then back up, just on the highway.
Highways don't exist,
just,
sir.
Like, big, lot of cops just all around running an operation.
That's good, keeping you safe. But if you say you don't like what they were doing, they don't exist. If you say you appreciate it and want to live in a police state, they do exist. You understand how that works, sir?
Yeah.
You've got to learn how to work like the average yuppie. A yuppie thinks as long as they claim in their own mind they're winning and that they're on top of things that they are. That's a loser's creed, is that the analogy is somebody's business is falling apart, their competition's kicking their butt, but they'll say, oh, that I'm my competition. They're in deep trouble. Anything else you want to add, sir?
No.
How are you listening to us in Montana?
I normally listen on the internet.
Well, we've got an affiliate up there, so we appreciate those folks up there. Anything else?
No.
Good to hear from you. I'm going to come back with the next segment. I'm going to rampage through Ted, Patrick, Kyle, Rob, and Ted, two different Ted's calls. And then we're going to get into how they're taking your children's blood for DNA databases because they say basically we're all Al-Qaeda.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Life is a gamble, but you can stack the deck. If you knew what I know about all the problems food will protect you from, you'd start immediately to put every effort and dollar you can get into the biggest supply of food possible. When the dollar and economy crash, when the imported and genetically poisoned food is all that's left, when the quarantine and bird flu hit, our only protection and only chance to be fearless is having control of our own supply of food and enough of it. But if you knew what we haven't yet discovered, you wouldn't waste time listening to the rest of this announcement before charging out and getting a serious food supply. Decide, it's food now or probably never. But can you afford to be wrong? Decide now. Place your bet. Can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
This is the GCN Radio Network. Home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Yeah, I've got a syndicated radio transmission reaching millions every week, Monday through Friday. But that's not enough for me. I get my butt in my car and I drive down to the studios of News Radio 590 KLBJ. And we jack into the satellites and blast out on the AM and FM dial. Communities across this country, simulcast on the internet, shortwave worldwide. We're not giving up. We're not going down without a fight. Toe-to-toe with the New World Order scientific dictatorship and the big egghead scientists at the top that work for the big old bankers, the robber barons, the black nobility of Europe, the Machiavellian system. Toe-to-toe with dehumanization, 110%, never backing down, never surrendering. Yeah, it's not the kill, ladies and gentlemen. It's the thrill of the fight, and I can smell blood. We're going to bring them down. They're afraid. They've tried to dumb you down and turn you into a bunch of nerds that don't understand how the world really works, but you're starting to wake up. You're starting to feel the freedom again, and you're starting to wake up. Big Brother doesn't like that. They pop in there. That's a joke, folks. We're back live, my friends, and I am fired up today. I am extremely fired up today. Ah, man. It is normal to get angry about the government criminally, illegally, taking your children's blood at birth and putting it in the Homeland Security criminal database. We're going to cover that after calls. Let's go ahead and take calls right now. Let's talk to Ted in North Carolina. Ted, you're on the air. Welcome.
Alex, what's up, man? Got a couple of points I want to bring up. Number one, I did some research, a little bit of research, on the Aztecs, and they talked about the year 2012 being the end. Are you familiar with that?
2012, Doomsday.
Right. And I found out that supposedly there's this planet that comes around every 36
years. Nibiru.
Nibiru, or Planet X, as it's referred to. And when it comes, basically it causes pole shifts, causes solar tempests, and things of that nature. In addition, you know, I found out about the Phil Snyder guy, the guy who was a government geologist whose job was to build these deep underground bases.
I interviewed him.
Did you?
Yeah, about 10 years ago.
Okay. Wow. And I was just like, man, that is crazy. I mean, have you... So obviously you're up on this. What are your thoughts on it?
Well, I know this. You know, the Aztecs had incredible science. They had a calendar accurate for thousands of years. Our calendar isn't accurate even every couple dozen. That's why we have leap year. And they did believe that the end of a cycle, the end of an age... And again, I'm not putting stock because... You know, one way or the other. I'm just reporting here on what they believed. And they believe that it wasn't the end of the world. It has been interpreted as that by those that want to sell books and things. What it really says, and you know, I mean, I've actually been to the museums, read the text, looked at it, been on a lot of tours down in Central and, of course, Southern North America, Southern Mexico, on both sides of the peninsula there. And so... They believe that it is the end of an age, and so kind of a reset at that point. And then others come in and say there's a pole shift in this planet. And I remember, right. But I mean, in 2000, 2002 to 2003, there's always authors trying to sell books that the planet X is going to kill us and it's coming, right. And freakouts. And then people try to put that with what I cover and what I talk about, because there's other shows that are in kind of a different genre but are similar to me. They cover the politics and the weird stuff going on in politics, but then they mix it in with chupacabras, space aliens, Planet X. And I'm not saying that's bad. That's all weird. It's interesting. It's creepy when you're driving down the road in the middle of the night to be listening to that. We're talking about shadow creatures. You're looking over your shoulder, you know, as you drive down the road. The point is, that's not what I do on this show. When I come on the air and I say, hey, the government's listening to your phone calls with AI computers with keywords, here's the documents. Or the government says they're building FEMA camps, here's the San Francisco Chronicle, Houston Chronicle. Or Halliburton and Nine Corps run child kidnapping rings, Chicago Tribune. You know, I bring you all the crazy, weird news that's admitted, but that never gets national attention, but it gets regional attention, and I cover that. A lot of people think it's the end of the world in 2012. I don't think it is. The end of the world, if it does come, will come next week with some bioweapon the government releases on accident, or some, you know, huge meteor hitting like happened with the dinosaurs. So I appreciate your call. Am I not putting stock in what the Aztecs say? As interesting as they were, as interesting as their art was, I mean, they would sacrifice thousands of people every month, tens of thousands every year on certain holidays. They would drown their children. They would take hallucinogenic drugs and then pull huge strings with jagged glass through their tongues like Hellraiser for pain. And I mean, while they were hallucinating. You imagine hallucinating and pulling strings through your genitals and through your tongue, blood spewing, slicing themselves, cutting their children, gobbling their children's intestines. And people then say, well, that's their culture. Don't bash them. Well, the Nazis had a culture of black uniforms and death, and that's a bad culture. And there are cultures that are degenerate. And the Aztec culture was degenerate, and the Mayan culture it grew out of was absolutely evil. Killing your children, sacrificing people, I mean, that's bad. The Soviet culture of killing 50-plus million people, the Chinese communist culture of killing 60 million, invading Tibet, mass murdering millions is wrong. So I can make a judgment about a culture being degenerate, and the Aztec culture was degenerate and very satanic. I mean, you ought to go down there and actually look at those temples, man. Just thousands of skulls carved in the walls and just Hellraiser, man. It was like Hell World or something, with just these power-tripping priests whacked out of their mind on drugs. And by the way, the main meat for the public, the reason the general public liked the sacrifices is they had a couple sacrifices every day, even in the smaller temple centers around villages. You know, they would have villages all around and then a central city where they got their orders. And they would kick the dead bodies of the people they sacrificed every day at sunup and sundown, and the people would get select meat cutlets. In fact, you got the local sub-priest class would hang them up by their feet and cut up the select giblets and, you know, and sell the meat out at reduced prices. And so you may think that's good. I don't think that's good. And so the main meat and the treasured meat was that of the children. So I've interviewed top anthropologists on the subject, and it doesn't matter. I'm probably with Al-Qaeda because I'm against that now. Just worship Ishtar, bunny. Everything's fine. Why know about religions or background? Just be ignorant. Just March Madness. Everything's fine. Just trust your government. Everything's going to be fine, folks. Go ahead. You're on the air. Patrick in San Marcos.
Hey, Alex, happy Ishtar Day.
Thank you, sir.
I just wanted to, I know you're a Christian, and I applaud that, especially for the business you're in. And I would like to kind of, I guess, for you to describe or kind of maybe answer a question for me, is how can, especially on a day like this that's been taken over, you know, and it's supposed to be Christian, for these super churches and these just extreme religious zealots that are changing Christianity and changing the basis of what you and I both believe and supporting a one world government and basically leading several Christians and, you know, sheep, so to speak, down to basically slaughter?
That's a great question. You want me to answer that after the break?
Yes, sir. I'll take as much time as you need and I'll listen on the radio.
Thank you. I'll come back and give you my quick take on that. And we'll talk to Rob, Ted, Paula, and others. And then I'm going to get into your child in a federal DNA database.
I'm asking for much. I said, Lord, take me down. Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah! We're back live, ladies and gentlemen, waging war on corruption. Taking it straight on, head on, for the New World Order. Okay. Look, I'm not somebody up on my high horse. I'm not somebody up there telling everybody how to live their lives or the thousand different Christian sects that all fight with each other and like the Pharisees on the hill saying they're the best or praying in public. But I am a Christian, been raised a Christian. I believe in what Jesus taught. I believe in Jesus. And you go to these churches, you don't find that. You find a bunch of warmongering, New World Order supporting, groups on the right or a bunch of gun-grabbing socialists on the left. And then, you know, it's just tailored to each little group. But it's real simple. Christianity was oppressed and dominated and attacked for several hundred years after Christ. Then a Roman emperor decided to adopt it, but the occultists wouldn't go away. And so they hid everything basically in plain view in all of the saints and all of the different holidays and when they celebrated Christ's birthday. You know, that's for the middle of the winter, the darkest time of the winter, you know, when it starts then getting lighter after that. All Saints Eve is on the date of when they celebrate going in to the winter, out of the fall. I mean, they have all of these dates. They're all on key occult dates all over Europe, all over the Mediterranean, right into Asia. And they hide them in plain view. The bunny rabbit is the fertility symbol. The egg is the fertility symbol for Ishtar, both of them. The Babylonian goddess of fertility was worshipped all over under different names. Every culture has a fertility goddess. This is all pre-Christianity stuff. And, you know, the big Baptist churches with the big steeples, that is the male phallus. And that is the Washington Monument. They'll give you a tour and tell you that. It is a giant male member. The capitals are women's breast. The doorways into them. I'm not going to go any further. This is mainstream architecture, mainstream historical info. If you go get a tour of the Washington Monument, or of the Texas Monument, or the goddess on top of the Texas Capitol. They're very point blank about it. And that's because predating Christianity, and then really taking over Judaism under Solomon, the son of King David. You know the Star of David? Do you know what that is? That's the most powerful in occult black magic. That is the most powerful symbol. If you read the Old Testament, Solomon couldn't put the genie or the demon back in the bottle. And so God gave him that symbol to have total control over devils. I'm not saying this is real or not. The point is I'm telling you the history. So the Star of David is a black magic symbol. It's not really the Star of David. It's the seal of Solomon. See, nothing you've been told is what it really is. So they openly call Easter Ishtar, Easter. You run around talking about Jesus, and if you actually look in the Roman annals, it's 3 months off from when he was actually crucified. What Easter is it comes 3 days after the new year. When is the new year? Well, I observed it. And by observed it, it doesn't mean I spiritually observed it. I mean, I physically watched it happen as I was standing up on top of a natural gas platform out in the country. And I watched the moon come up at the exact same time that the sun went down. I was looking one direction, looking at the huge red moon. Why is it red? You're looking through all the dust on the edge of the it's a lens effect, looking through hundreds of miles of atmosphere instead of just 30 miles of atmosphere looking up. That's why the moon changes color. You ever wondered that? When you're looking edge on, when a sun comes up or the moon comes up, why is it red? You're looking through all the dust, and it's also, why does it look larger? It's a lensing effect because you're looking cross on. It's like taking the lenses of a pair of glasses and turning them to the side and looking through the glasses. It's all blurry and stuff's larger. Lensing effect. Paul's in there looking at me like he doesn't understand, so I'm not, because the earth is round, yes. Well, you're Al-Qaeda now if you say that. It's actually flat. But I'm already digressing. To answer the fellow's question, just be aware of it. I'm not saying you're going to hell if you put out some Easter eggs. Just the point is, realize it is a pagan ritual. And the occultist, you know, they openly laugh about it and say, look at all these idiots out here. They're practitioners of this. You ever seen the movie Dragnet with Tom Hanks and Dan Aykroyd? It's really funny. And notice it's the local preacher is actually the devil worshiper. Well, that's how it actually works. The cop's the drug dealer. The big megachurch pastor, he's the high priest locally generally. I mean, you have hundreds of cults. They usually run all of them. And that's just how it works. And then you go into the church, and they've got the big steeple, and you're all in there, and that means that this is a patriarchal religion. You see, if the religion has a dome, it's goddess worship. The dome is the breast, and then it's always crowned. Let me tell you another little esoteric secret. wherever you find a war memorial at a capital or anywhere else, look around you. Let's say you're walking along next time and you see for the 5,000 dead in the cavalry battalion of whatever from Civil War. Stop and go, wait, there'll be a goddess looking. And look around you. Go to, you will see within 100 yards up on top of a big pillar, there will be a goddess. And she'll have her hand outstretched towards the sacrifice. This is all over the world. Wherever, or vice versa. You're driving along and you see a goddess on top of a pillar, or you see it on top of a capital, or you see it at a university. Go and stand in front of her and then look. And within about 100 degrees in front of her, you know, in a wedge shape fanning out in front of her, generally straight in front of her, there will be a sacrifice. They will put a dead war memorial in front of her. She needs blood. And so the practitioners of this religion, they had to be secretive about their Mithra cults and their Ishtar cults and the rest of it. So, or their Eulogia cults. Remember, even ABC News admits that the Bushes worship Eulogia, the Greek goddess, at Skull and Bones. You see, and if you study Hitler, he worshipped a goddess. And this is just what they do. So I hope I've answered your question now. Let's take a few calls. I'm going to come back into out of the esoteric into what I mainly focus on. And people call me and they go, you say it's Moloch in your videos when you snuck into Bohemian Grove and showed the Skull and Bones boys when they're older, you know, running around doing their rituals. Yeah, I snuck into one of these meetings. I got footage of it. Doesn't just happen in movies. It happens in the real world. It's called The Order of Death, my film. Snuck in there with Mike Hansen. But people call me and they go, Alex, that's not Moloch. Moloch was a big bull they threw children into pits before. I know that. The Canaanites, I understand that. We're going off what they call the owl. They call it Moloch in their literature. The Bohemian Grove, mainly Republican Christian hierarchy leadership. Imagine the sick joke to all these top preachers and top Republicans. They go to a homoerotic, ancient, to them it's not the devil. They believe it's God. And they go and they do all this for 15 days in July. And then the people sit there and believe they're good Christian conservatives. It's kind of sick, isn't it? But that's the whole thing about a cult. I mean, take India. They have tens of thousands of gods. Don't expect me to ever say any of this is serious or makes any sense. I'm just reporting on it. But people keep calling me and emailing me, you keep saying in your films that's Moloch. I know. And they go, Alex, we even show a picture of a bull with him throwing a baby into it out of old Roman text. That's not an owl. I know that. Don't say these occultists make any sense. Okay, I'm done. That doesn't even matter. Let's go ahead and talk to Kyle in Bastrop, Texas. You're on the air, Kyle. Welcome. Hello, Kyle. I don't even hear a phone feed there. Okay. Let's go ahead, sorry, Kyle, and talk to Ted in Texas. Ted, you're on the air. Okay, let's go to Rob. Rob in New York, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead, sir.
First time calling, your personal hero of mine, Alex, but I want to get your opinion on a couple of things, particularly this Reverend Wright situation with Obama. He basically says a lot of the same things you do, particularly with the drug trade and the drugs filtering into the country. And the media, you know, kind of really slammed.
Stay there. I wasn't watching the clock. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you. Then we're going to talk to Ted, and that's going to be it. Rob and Ted on the other side, then I'm done. I can't take any more calls because I got to get into this illegal DNA database story. Final segment, 2 hours went by so fast. Some shows it's all news, some shows it's all calls, and some shows I just flip out on air. That's one of them. We'll be right back.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power.
and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the info war today.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Nobody. Steve Shank, someone who cares.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, one in two men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-457-9914. Call now.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, final segment here on Ishtar Day, worship of the goddess Ishtar. Enjoy yourselves. Going to take a few more of your phone calls, and I want to hit on this final story. Actually, I have a couple here. Should have gotten to this earlier, but c'est la vie. Going back to Rob. Rob, finish up the question or the point you were making.
And hello.
Yeah, Rob, go ahead.
Yeah, I saw Endgame, and I saw you know how the Bilderberg group was trying to outline the plans for getting somebody like Hillary or McCain, and I was kind of I read 1984, and I saw how Winston was in the outer party, and Obama's really kind of striking me as this outer party guy, and I kind of wanted to get your feedback, and maybe if you could have Wright come on your show or something. I mean, I'm kind of curious about how you think this is going
to
play out.
Well, obviously, we've been trying to get Barack Obama's preacher on, who just retired, and it's a very important question. Look, I tried to analyze this; it'd take 5 hours, but let me just give you the basics. Barack Obama is a dangerous politician, just like Hillary, just like McCain. Bill Richardson is top Bohemian Grove, top Trilateral Commission, CFR, Bilderberg Group. Bill Richardson is as bad as it gets, and he's going to probably be his running mate. They're all bad. The globalists win either way. This is a simulated election. They have to make you the voting fraud alone, proven that it's all a scam. Now the public knows that, 85% in major polls. Barack Obama had to be involved in those inner-city politics to get elected to the state house, and then to become a state senator, then a federal senator. And so he did attend that local church, which is the prominent black church. And I do agree with about 90% of what that preacher's saying about the government shipping in the drugs and about how blacks have been enslaved. I mean, that's not a secret. His wife, though, saying that America has nothing good about it or nothing to be proud of. We're not perfect. But it is taken out of context. It is hyped up. But forget what his preacher says. Barack Obama is a New World Order type. Do you hear Barack Obama saying CPS shouldn't take black kids to test drugs and pesticides on them? Because they do. Do you hear him talking about all the things they do to blacks? No. By the way, Bill Richardson is less than half Hispanic. Why is he called Hispanic? Barack Obama is more than half white. Why is he called black? I mean, I don't care if they're black or purple or green. Point is, what is that, too? Why is that always the case? Barack Obama is a politician, and they're using this against him. Hillary got scared when the Geraldine Ferraro race comment about it. People only like him because he's black. No, people like him because he's charming and because he doesn't have all the baggage and the murders and the death list and the corruption and the socialized health care and the linen pins on the first day in the White House like Hillary was wearing, according to Ultimate Access by the FBI agent who was working in there. What, Gary Aldrich? We need to get him back on. Or Unlimited Access. That was it, Unlimited Access. They all came to work wearing linen and Stalin pins. These people are nuts. They're completely insane. They're all bad. Frankly, I hope Hillary gets in because she's so evil, she'll get less traction. Barack Obama will get a lot done for the New World Order. He wants to CPS your kids if you don't have health care. Yeah, they take your kids in Boston, in Massachusetts, if you don't have health care when you can't even pay for it. We don't need more government. We need less. But yeah, the stuff his preacher's saying, that's nothing. They just hype it up into a political football. Well, the American people don't care if a prison camps have been built and the government's poisoned in the water, and it doesn't even matter. I'll get to Ted in a minute from Texas if we have time. I'm sorry to all the others, but let me just get to this now. Okay, I just saw this the other day in Op-Ed News, a great online news site, and I was already aware of this. I'm not bragging that, oh, I know everything. I'm saying I know even more than what's in this. It's much worse than this article says. Just Google, states hand over DNA of newborns to the Department of Homeland Security. What I didn't know I learned here is I knew for 35 years at birth, they say, oh, we're going to take some blood from your baby now, and it's going to go get blood tested at the health department. Now ask yourself this. Why can't the health department, why can't the hospital test the blood? They're a hospital. Well, they say it's a mandate, not a law, a mandate. We just give us the blood. And I learned more than a decade ago, and I've had state reps, federal congressmen on, I've had members of parliament on from Australia, that for 35 years in five nations, it's all part of an international effort, they take all your blood at birth and they put it in a database, four crime databases for DNA studies. They sell it to drug companies. The state says they now own your body's DNA. And that's all in the article. I have hearings on it from the state of Minnesota. Go read it for yourself. But the good part about this story out of Op-Ed News by Marty Oakley, states hand over DNA of newborns to DHS, is that it has links to all the federal bodies that hold it here domestically. And in the U.S., who is over this in all 50 states is the University of Texas. And you can go to UT's own sub-website. And UT's always basically been a government front the last 60 years. It's genes-r-usch.uthscsa, or just type in NNSGRC, National Newborn Screening and Genetics Resource Center, and they admit it all. They say they own your baby's blood. They do it all. When you come in, when you're being admitted, they have you sign hundreds of forms. One of them is very vague and just says you agree to genetic screening as it's important to track genetic diseases and that you agree that the health department owns this blood. But when you, and it's all admitted here, when you sign that, it goes in. Now, up until 5 years ago, they said they were using it in some crime databases. Now, it's all, and it started in Australia when I first learned of it a few years ago, where they said, hey, we have all the blood of the babies. Let's put it in the National Crime Database. So it started there, then in England. Now the U.S. has announced it. And that's the sick thing about this, is that your baby, again, you thumb scan to get a driver's license biometrically, what criminals used to have to do, guilty until proven innocent. They look at your bank accounts every day with their computers without warrants. The federal government admits it. They listen to your cell phone, track your cell phone without warrants. But now they have to sell it to you. So they say, oh, we just don't have a Fourth Amendment for Al-Qaeda calling America. And the public who can't find the U.S. on a globe or doesn't know any basic facts about how the world works buys it. So just understand that you have to say no to that form, and you have to tell them no. And they'll try to threaten you and say it's the law. It's not the law unless you want your child in the Homeland Security DNA criminal database, where they can then frame your child with that blood. They can then give false positives with that blood. Also, they admit here in state hearings in Minnesota and Texas that just some of the states that have looked at it, oh, this is being discussed. They just don't tell you, the slaves, about it, that one-third of the children are given a false positive for blood disease, and then that goes in your database with the insurance companies for life. So it's also very discriminatory. But so what? You want to be a slave? Let them suck your baby's blood at birth. Let them use their Comcast cable boxes to watch you and listen to you. This is how they operate. And Al-Qaeda is made up. Folks, let me just explain something to you in closing. I'm going to cover this. Here's a story by Paul Watson, by Steve Watson. McCain says it's common knowledge that Iran is training Al-Qaeda. Quote from the Washington Post. Pressed to elaborate, McCain said it was common knowledge and has been reported in the media that Al-Qaeda is going back into Iran and receiving training, and we are coming back into Iraq from Iran. That's well known, and it's unfortunate. A few moments later, this is in Iraq, Senator Joseph Lieberman, standing just behind McCain, stepped forward and whispered in the presidential candidate's ear. McCain then said, I'm sorry, the Iranians are training extremists, not Al-Qaeda. Now, here's the story. McCain flubs Shiites and Sunnis, vice versa. Here is the Reuters story. McCain shrugs off Obama attack over Iraq gaffe. Presidential candidate John McCain shrugged off criticism, and it goes on to say that he said that Shiites are Sunnis. Why is this important? The news, mainstream neocon radio, that's not conservative, that's anti-American, meant to neutralize conservatives, I hear them every day say, Iran is training Al-Qaeda, Iran is Al-Qaeda. Iran almost invaded during the 1980s, again in the 90s, because of Al-Qaeda, CIA-funded, killing Iranian diplomats. Iran is Shiite, the opposite group from the Sunnis, and the derivation of that, the Wahhabist. Al-Qaeda was funded and created by the CIA in 79 out of Wahhabist sects. They used previous Wahhabist sects to overthrow secular governments in Iran and all over the region. And our government puts the radical Muslims in. Do you understand history? No, you don't. Now, we learned 4 years ago that the number three in Al-Qaeda was given hundreds of millions of dollars. It was announced publicly last year and admitted to attack Iran, kill police, bomb facilities, blow up dams, machine gun children, trying to get the Iranians to take it. The Iranians lay there and take it, knowing if they fight back against Al-Qaeda, they will say that it's a war and that a war has started. Just like our government used Al-Qaeda to attack the Serbs. When the Serbs fought back, they handed Kosovo over to the Serbs. You didn't know the history? Go research it. That's a Senate report on that. I want to explain this again to you very, very slowly. Our criminal government created Al-Qaeda. They used them to attack the Serbs. Now they're using them to attack the Iranians. But that isn't enough for our criminal media and government, corporate-controlled media. They then come out and say that Iran is funding Al-Qaeda and that Iran was behind 9/11 and that Iran is attacking Iraq with Al-Qaeda. It's the opposite group. They're at war with the CIA and Al-Qaeda. Now, I'm not saying they're good. All governments are evil. The history shows you that. The point is Al-Qaeda is run by our criminal government. That's a historical fact. The hijackers were all U.S. government agents. It's all documented in my films, PrisonPlanet.com. God bless you. See you live next Sunday and back tomorrow live with you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. As you know, GCN is a huge supporter of Ron Paul and all he stands for. That's why, for a limited time, I have personally set aside commercial inventory allowing advertisers the chance to show their personal support for Ron Paul while promoting their products. If you would like to voice your support for Ron Paul's march to the White House and have thought about advertising on GCN, give us a call at 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327, or go to GCNlive.com today and click on the Support Ron Paul link on our homepage. We'll be right back.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
You have the power.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
IRN USA Radio News.